Good morning. My name is Janice, and I will be your conference operator today. At this time, I'd like to welcome everyone to the NBPE Investor Conference Call. All lines have been placed on mute to prevent any background noise. After the speaker's remarks, there will be a question-and-answer session. If you would like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. If you would like to withdraw your question, press the pound key. Thank you. I would now like to turn the call over to Peter Ranley. Please go ahead.
Thank you, and hello, everyone. Welcome to the NBPE Investor Update Call. This is Peter Ranley, and I'm joined today by my partner, John Boozer. As always, you can find the presentation we will be referring to today on our website, www.nbprivateequitypartners.com. With that, I'd like to turn it over to John to begin. John?
Thanks, Peter. Good morning. I'll refer to the page numbers in the slide deck as we go through. The first page and the second page are quick reviews of Neuberger Berman and NB Alternatives. On page one, Neuberger Berman is an independent global investment management firm. We have a 70-plus year investment heritage, over 1,700 employees located in the U.S., Europe, Asia, and South America, and we're majority owned and controlled by our senior professionals. We cover both traditional assets as well as alternative assets in the NB Alternatives portion of Neuberger Berman that Peter and I are part of. If you flip to page two, you'll see a little breakout of the Neuberger Berman Private Equity Group. We concentrate across four types of investments in private equity. As you see there, co-investments, fund-to-funds, secondary investments, and direct investments. We have over 25-year history as private equity investors, and we've managed among our team $12 billion of commitments from partners. Over the last 5 years, we've allocated approximately $1 billion of capital a year to new commitments to private equity funds and investments in direct investments. Our team at NB Alternatives is 175 dedicated professionals, and the private equity team is located in the U.S., Europe, and Asia. And we leverage the resources of Neuberger Berman as well as our own resources within NB Alternatives to formulate our portfolios and make our investment decisions. If you flip to page three, we'll look at NB Private Equity Partners itself for a minute at a high level. NBPE, as you know, is a closed-end investment company and has an actively managed portfolio of private equity fund investments. Our fund investments are with leading sponsors, and we also make direct and co-investments alongside leading sponsors. On the left side of the page, you'll see the company overview. As a reminder, we were listed in July of 2007, and we were approximately 53% cash at the time of listing. We have ordinary shares that are traded on both the Euronext Amsterdam and the LSE, and the ZDP shares trade on the LSE. On the right side of the page is a portfolio overview of the present state of the NBPE portfolio. The portfolio is valued at $528 million as of October 31st, and three-fourths of it are in fund investments and 25% are in direct and co-investments. We take a tactical asset allocation approach where we invest in those asset classes and those opportunities that we think are the best opportunities at any time in the marketplace, and 38% of our NAV is in special situations and distressed, and you'll see a pie chart on that later. We think we're well positioned in the current market environment, which, as you know, has been tumultuous over the last 3 or 4 years, as 58% of our NAV was invested in 2008 or later, and that's a distinguishing factor of NBPE versus many of our peers. We're actively pursuing new investments, and particularly we're focused on direct private equity and yield-oriented investments. If you flip on to page four, it's analysis of the NAV and other financial statistics of the company as of October 31st. At the top, you can see that the NAV has increased by 3.3% during the first 10 months of 2011. As you go through the side-by-side columns there, you'll see October 31st unaudited data next to, on the right, the 12/31/2010 pro forma data. You can see in the third row in that column that the total private equity fair value has increased from $508 to $528 million during that time, which has brought our private equity investment level in the fourth line from 96 to 99%. Go to the bottom row of that chart, you'll see that the 3.3% increase in the NAV per share has taken the NAV from 1038 per share to 1073 per share at October 31st. The portfolio activity is summarized at the bottom of the page. You can see there's been significant investment and realization activity during this calendar year. Capital calls and investments have been about $66 million of invested capital during the course of the year, and distributions and sales proceeds about $160 million. You'll also see summarized in the last bullet on page 4 a summary of the September and October unrealized gains and losses. And you can see in both cases, in the case of September and October, September declines in value were roughly offset by October increases in value, both in the credit-related investments in our portfolio, as well as the unrealized losses or unrealized gains in October in public securities. So October slightly more than reversed the September losses in those two areas that had the greatest volatility. If you flip on to page 5, you see a pie chart that shows the diversification of our portfolio. We're broadly diversified, both by asset class and tactically positioned, we believe, for the current market environment. In particular, you'll see the special situations, 32% in special situation funds, 6% in special situation direct investments, for a total of 38% in that asset category. And then our second largest asset category is mid-cap buyout funds, consisting of both fund investments of 23% and co-investments of 11%. Total direct and co-investments, as I said earlier, if you add up all of those, is 25% in this pie chart. Page 6, we think we're very well positioned for growth and liquidity, and you'll see that on this slide and the next slide. We continue to add to our portfolio each year on a very consistent basis, so you can see roughly 10 to 12% in each of 2009, 10, and 11 being added in new net asset value to the portfolio, in addition to 25% that was added in 2008. Page 7 details out the tactical approach to asset allocation, looking at each year, 2008, 2009, and 2010 through year-to-date 2011. You'll see that in each of the last 4 years, including 2011, our largest deployment has been in special situations as we've both tried to reposition the portfolio and take advantage of the opportunities that were present in that asset class during this time period. So you can see over 50% in 2 years and the majority or the largest amount in 2010 and 2011. In each case, the second largest commitment was mid-cap buyout of new deployments during 2008, 9, 10, and 11. If you flip on to page 8, you'll see our cash activity that I mentioned earlier, $66 million on the left side, $66.4 for capital calls and investments and direct co-investments, and we received $160 million back in distributions and sales proceeds. The top orange bar, or part of the bar that's orange on the right-hand bar, is the strategic asset sales proceeds, but even without those sales proceeds, in the ordinary course, our portfolio has generated approximately $100 million of cash flows from realizations. Also, we think very important are the weighted average age at distribution, which reinforces the point that it's really the newer investments that are being realized in the appropriate period of time that are generating a lot of cash that comes back to us. So you can see the $30 million of direct co-investments that we received cash back from during this year had an average life of just 2.5 years. The growth in venture funds had an average life of 5.8 years for the realized investments, special situations funds 2.7 years, and the buyout funds 3.9 years. So you can see the more recent investments are being realized, and the fact that we are able to freshen our portfolio with additional investments every year continues to give a great vitality. With that, I'll turn it over to Peter. Peter?
Thanks, John. As we have discussed on previous calls, NBPE is executing on its strategy to provide investors with a higher allocation to direct private equity and yield-oriented investments. NB Alternatives has an experienced senior co-investment team with 75 years of combined experience in direct and co-investing. We have substantial deal flow and have reviewed over 900 deals since 2005. In the direct and co-investment area. And to help execute on this strategy, NBPE has agreed to commit $200 million to NB Alternatives direct co-investment program. We expect this capital to be invested over a 3 to 5 year period. NBPE may also make other investments from time to time in addition to participating in this program. And importantly, this program will not result in any additional fees being charged to NBPE. Turning to page 10, you can see that year to date, NBPE has committed $22.5 million to 7 new buyout co-investments and $13.4 million to 3 new yield-oriented direct investments. Our equity co-investments, the 7 that you see here, are on track. Each is with a leading sponsor, and each of these companies has a strong market position in its particular field. In terms of our yield-oriented investments, these yield-oriented investments are also doing well. They have a combined average yield to maturity of 18.1%, and we very much like the predictable nature of the earnings that this yield-oriented portfolio generates for us, and that's an area that we would like to continue to increase on a going-forward basis. On page 11, you can see that we continue our timely and transparent approach to valuations. Approximately 28% of our private equity fair value is marked to market on a monthly basis through either the credit funds from whom we get monthly marks or through public securities that we get daily information on. You can see that in total, in addition to that 28% that's as of October, 34% of the information shown in this presentation are from private funds and direct investments through September, and 38% of the information is from private funds and direct investments through June. So 62% is either September or October valuations. On page 12, you can see a little bit more detail about our special situations portfolio where we've gotten some questions recently. You can see that the special situations portfolio is 38% of our total private equity NAV, and you can see that 29% of our total private equity fair value is held in yield-oriented investments or credit funds that provide us with a monthly estimate of their mark-to-market fair value. So we think that this provides us with a high degree of visibility on valuations in this portion of the portfolio on a very regular and more real-time basis than one traditionally sees in private equity. If you look overall at this special situations portfolio, 16% of the special situations portfolio is in yield-oriented direct investments, with the remainder being in funds that are focused on distressed, restructuring, and turnaround activities. In terms of the type of security that is held on an underlying basis, either by us directly or by the funds, you can see that 25% are equity securities and 75% are debt securities. We think that by having a meaningful portion of the special situations portfolio being in debt securities and therefore more senior in the capital structure, that just provides us with additional downside protection, which we think is particularly valuable in market environments such as where we are today. As you can see on page 13, NBPE maintains a strong and conservative capital structure. Including the $200 million commitment to the NB Alternatives Direct Co-Investment Program, NBPE still has $2.9 million of excess capital resources and 101% commitment coverage ratio. So including that $200 million co-invest commitment, we have unfunded commitments of $319 million at NBPE. However, we have $72 million of cash as well as our $250 million credit facility, which is completely undrawn at present, so that we can more than fully fund all of our unfunded commitments even without having any distributions, which, of course, we think is highly unlikely. Page 14 shows our progress of both our share price and our net asset value over the past 12 months. Our net asset value has continued to grow nicely over the last 12 months. Unfortunately, our stock price, after rising earlier in the year, has fallen since early summer. That's been very much in line with the listed private equity sector. We believe that what's happened with the share price is not representative of either our investment portfolio or our capital structure. On page 15, we show some information on trading liquidity. During 2010-2011, 2.3 million shares of NBPE were traded so far on the Euronext and the LSE. However, in addition, there's been 5.7 million shares traded in the, during this time period in over-the-counter or off-exchange transactions. So if you look at this on a combined basis, this represents a turnover of greater than one-third of NBPE's outstanding shares during 2010 and 2011. As you can see on page 16, NBPE has been active in executing on its capital return policy. And since our IPO, we've actually repurchased 4.7 million shares, or approximately 8.7% of our originally issued shares. And this this repurchase activity has been accretive to NAV per share by about 55 cents. Last year at this time, we launched our capital return policy. And under this policy, the board has indicated the company intends to, for each half-year period, return 50% of our net realized increase in NAV attributable to our ordinary shares to our shareholders, and that we intend to accomplish this by way of share repurchases, dividends, or such other means as the directors consider most efficient. So under that capital return policy, applying that to our financial information for the first half of this year, that would have meant a return of capital to shareholders of $1.7 million. However, since announcing that amount in August of this year, the company has actually repurchased more than 595,000 shares for approximately $4.4 million, so more than double the amount that would have been required under the plan. And since launching the capital return policy about a year ago, we have actually repurchased about 1.5 million shares, and that's been accretive by more than 10 cents a share. Additionally, the board of NBPE has allocated additional funds to the capital return policy, in addition to this the minimum amount described, and we tend to use this excess for the remainder of 2011. And, of course, we'll be taking decisions regarding future activity in due course. If you turn to page 17, you can see information about NBPE's ZDP shares. Our ZDP shares have consistently traded at a premium to their accreted value, and are currently at a 10.9% premium, and have a GRY based on the current stock price of about 5.3%. So we believe that NBPE remains a compelling investment opportunity. NBPE has an experienced investment manager, a strong financial position with capital available for both new investments as well as returning capital to shareholders, and our shares are listed in both the Euronext and the LSE. So with that, we'd like to open it up for questions. Operator?
At this time, I would like to remind everyone, in order to ask a question, please press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. We'll pause just a moment to compile the Q&A roster. The first question is from Michael Stern of Marion Capital Management.
Hi there, guys. Thanks for hosting the call. Two questions. The first, when does the credit facility expire? And then after that, I'll ask the second question.
2014 is the answer to that question.
Okay. And next question, you have approximately 25% now in direct investments. I don't remember when the program of the direct investment started. I think it was a long time ago. How rapidly has that 25% grown in the last year? And when do you project you'll hit 50%?
So in terms of when did it start, we've always said, even from our IPO in 2007, it was our intention to have directs in the portfolio. It has been, though, in the last year, it was about a year ago that we said, though, that we very much wanted to more significantly increase that allocation. And so it's really been the last 12 months where it's been a very concerted effort, you know, to begin to increase it. I believe, and I'm going to give you an approximate number here. I don't have the exact number on the top of my head, but I think we were at the end of last year in the high teens, so let's call it 17 or 18% into directs, but we can come back in with the exact number.
And any guess on when you might hit 50%?
It absolutely is our intention to continue to increase, in that, and frankly, the commitment to our the NB Alternatives Co-Investment Program was very much geared towards helping accomplish that goal of a more substantial increase. We have not given a specific date for predicting when we'd cross that point in time. it's a little bit hard to give an exact date, really, because it's very much going to be based upon the deal activity and seeing good deals. So we very much do want to increase the exposure to the direct co-investments as well as the yield investments, but what we're not going to do is go and do a deal just to increase that number. It will be very much based upon the pace of investments we see. So if we see a lot of very good investments in the very short term, we'll invest aggressively to take advantage of those. And if we aren't seeing good deals, it will just take longer. And that's the nature of the transactional nature of those direct investments make it inherently a bit less predictable on timing than it would be in fund investment portfolios, which tend to be something that's somewhat easier to predict because they're so highly diversified.
One follow-up then on that point. What percentage of the yield-oriented direct deals that are being seen by Neuberger Berman and are being invested in by other parts of Neuberger Berman, other funds or managed accounts or however you guys are managing assets in other parts of the organization, are being passed on by this fund?
This fund has the opportunity to see the transactions, the direct yield-oriented investment that we're doing in NB Alternatives. The number one reason why we have passed on things for NB Alternatives and direct yield-oriented investments, if we thought it was a good investment, was frankly for tax-related reasons, because there are some transactions that absent tax would be a good investment, but if you look at them net after any certain after tax considerations, would not necessarily be a good investment for NBPE. So that's the key reason why we would typically go and find a transaction compelling, but not do it for NBPE in the yield-oriented side in particular.
And is that 5% of the deals that they accept, or is that 70% of a sum?
There are very few deals that NB Alternatives has done in the yield-oriented area that have not also been done by NBPE.
Thanks very much for all of that.
Thank you.
The next question is from George Crow of Newman Securities.
Hi, guys. Just another follow-up on the yield-orientated investments. Just what form that would take. Are you still looking at royalty notes? And if you are, do you think that 18.1 yield to maturity is achievable? And also any views you had on the mezzanine finance market and whether you'd be looking to invest in that as well?
We think both of those areas are very interesting areas for NBPE and just generally from a macro perspective. We like the pharma royalty deals that we've done. We would like to continue to do more of those. We find that to be a very good area that we think has overall less competition, and it's something that NB Alternatives has a good market position in. So that's an area that we'd very much like to be increasing there. We've also had some nice realization events out of that portfolio already. Not only do the transactions that we have a current cash yield, but actually, one of the first deals that we did that was actually invested in last December, I believe, has actually had a full monetization event at a nice IRR. So we would hope to be able to continue to do those transactions going forward. Obviously, though, we'll only do them if we find them to be interesting, for the same comment I gave to Michael earlier. In terms of mezzanine, also that's an area that we find interesting. And that's an area that we're continuing to explore more and focus on doing more of. Once again, though, always dependent on the right transaction dynamic and looking at things not only on a gross basis but on an after-tax basis for NBPE investors.
And with the MES, what kind of returns are you seeing on that? And also, how much equity would you be able to get below you in the capital structure? Just to give me an idea of what...
It very much varies by company. Typically, you would not, in a typical MES transaction, have, with a typical MES profile, have a rate of return that's in the, the 18% range. You typically would have, kind of a low teens sort of return. You'd also, though, typically be able to buy a piece of equity alongside of that, right? So that the blended return on the transaction might be higher, but that would be through a combination of owning a piece of equity as well as on the debt security. That's sort of the basic dynamic. But it's a little hard to say, though, also to your question of how much equity would be below you. It's very transaction by transaction specific, and it would be kind of hypothetical at this point. I think what we would do, though, is if and when we were to execute on those sort of transactions, we can give more detailed metrics relating to those transactions specifically rather than speculating of what could happen. I think that would be probably the best path at this point.
Okay, thank you.
Your next question is from Ian Scholar of Oral Securities.
Hi. Good morning. I was wondering if you could talk a bit about the underlying companies and how they're currently trading and how it sort of differs between the U.S. and Europe.
Sure. The actual operating performance of the companies in the portfolio overall we're pleased with. It's continuing to perform fairly well. And obviously certain companies are doing very well, other companies less so, but on average, if you take that on average, the companies are continuing to progress and hit plan for the year. And that's, you know, as you know, our portfolio is substantially U.S.-based. We have a European exposure, but that's much smaller. The European co-investments we have continue to perform on average on plan. And are doing well, but it's a much smaller percentage of the portfolio. So I think if you look at our portfolio, it's a better indication of how the U.S. companies are performing, just given that, you know, just we have many more U.S. companies than European ones in the portfolio. But they do continue to perform well. I know there was some sensitivity in terms of where valuation multiples were coming in. Valuation multiples did come down a bit in the private side during their third quarter, but we also continued to have the companies perform well on operating perspective, and we also had some nice realization events, so that helped increase the values from those activities as well.
Okay, thanks.
Again, if you would like to ask a question, press star 1.
Great. Well, if there are no further questions, we appreciate everyone spending the time with us today. And as always, please feel free to contact any of us directly with any follow-up questions you may have. Thank you very much.
This concludes today's conference. You may now disconnect.